Hello, people, and welcome to the greatest podcast on earth. That's right, the greatest podcast on earth. And today I want to talk about something that's going to be very important to you and your success. You know, this October 2024, it's been 5 years since 595 Mentor started. Initially, we started as Godzilla Social, which was a lot of fun, and we just made it bigger and bigger. And, you know, now it's a nice, big, fun school. But the thing is, over those 5 years and well over 1,000 people now that have signed up, I have come to learn a few things. That's right. I learned a few things. And I want to pass it on to you. And I think that's one of the benefits of being part of 595 Mentor, especially if you're in our school and getting all our regular updates. You know, it's like having a live Facebook group that's private and exclusive to you. Actually, it's not even like that at all, because Facebook groups suck. There's bots, people yelling and arguing with each other. So scratch that. Bad analogy. But anyways, the great thing about having, you know, 1,000, maybe nearly 2,000, I don't even know, but having well over 1,000 people over 5 years is you get to see the patterns, right? So what did I learn? I learned that the biggest problem people have in reaching their success, you ready for it, is not their talent, is not their ability, is not their ability to work hard. It's their ability to accept failure, their ability to deal with the tough times. I mean, guys, let's face it, it's easy to be happy and positive and work hard when things are going great, when you're having fun, when you're doing everything that you like. It's easy, right? But people seem to fold like a deck of cards when times get tough. And, you know, I've said it many times and I've come to realize that I can say it 100 million times, but people have a difficult time really getting this through their head. Your success is built on your failure. Failure is what makes you strong. In one of our courses, I have a Rocky clip, and I love it. I love it so much, and I've talked about it before, because he's in the ring. He's getting beat up by Apollo Creed, and Apollo keeps knocking him down, and Rocky keeps getting back up. And the look on Apollo's face, I think it's like the 10th or 11th round or something like that. And Apollo just can't believe that he's punched Rocky so many times, knocked him down so many times, and Rocky just keeps getting back up. And that's what you have to do. I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand that when times are tough, when you doubt yourself, when you think you can't do it. Man, those are just moments of the world testing you. Because if it were easy, every single person would be successful, right? Everybody would be a millionaire. Everybody would live in a $10 million house. $10 million house. Everybody would have 5 or 6 cars and take $20,000 vacations all the time. If it were easy, everybody would be successful. And most of the people that I've seen fail, heck, almost all of them, bail out when the times are tough. But when the times are tough is actually when you need to put that smile on your face and go, yeah, baby, I'm getting closer to my goal. I don't know anybody who's been highly successful without tough times. Even some of these kids who were in our courses who bought crypto and ended up making a lot of money, a lot of them lost that crypto. A lot of them lost it all. Right? Tough times. There's no shortcuts, guys. And you got to pay the price. And the price isn't usually just 15 minutes of bad times or 15 hours or 15 days. I kid you not, sometimes it's 15 years. And that sounds horrible, but look at some of the musicians, for instance, who are big stars now. They might have started when they were 20, and now they're in their 30s and finally making it big. A lot of years of struggling. Now, in today's world, today's tremendous internet world, the world of e-commerce, you don't have to wait 15 years. Heck, we got people making $10, $15, $20, $50,000 within 30, 60 days. But we have others that don't, right? And a lot of times when they don't, it's because they can't get through tough times. It's because they don't accept that they failed. They don't embrace the failure. Heck, you got to embrace the failure. You run an ad, you spend $100, that ad fails, and all of a sudden you pack it up. Got a great story about a client that we had who spent $15,000 in setup fees with us, then $5,000 a month. I'll call it babysitting fees. It's sort of, you know, to take care of our ads, do our ads, of course, but that's sort of in the setup fees, but also to take care of it, look at it, make the adjustments and so on. So after a month, and after 1 month, so she paid the $15,000, she paid the $5,000, so she's in it for $20,000. And after 1 month, she packed it in after spending a whopping $512 on advertising. Like, why would you spend $20,000 only to bail after $500? Makes no sense. Makes no sense to me at all. But this is what people do. And this is 100% the reason for almost all the failure that I've seen over the last 5 years, and even well before that. Going back to the days of the fitness clubs, I always questioned, how does somebody have the same job in the same company, in the same club, with the same equipment and the same pricing, right? The same opportunity, yet one flourishes and succeeds and one fails. It's almost all attitude and your ability to fight through tough times, the ability to fight through doubt. That's what makes you successful. When you doubt yourself, that's normal, guys. That's normal to doubt yourself and question yourself. Until you reach that level of success, until you know that you can fight through those tough times, you may have doubt. Failure means nothing. Nothing except you're closer to your success. How do you become successful if you don't fail? Right? You need to see what works and what does not work. We see this with our clients many times. We set up ads. The ads may not work day one or day two, but we'll get them to work. We don't doubt ourselves. We don't even look at it as failure. We look at it as simply experiments, testing, until we find the right combination, until the funnel's optimized, until we find the right audience. Well, your life is no different. Your business is no different. Not everything's going to be a home run in the first inning. You're going to have to struggle. You're going to have to fight. The world makes it a little harder for you. Otherwise, everybody would be successful. I say it all the time. And it makes sense, guys. It makes sense. If it were easy, everybody would be successful. Now, one of the great things about success is that everybody gives up. Gosh, could you imagine if nobody gave up and everybody worked hard and everybody fought through their failures and everybody put those poisonous, toxic thoughts out of their head? Boy, it'd be hard. Very hard to be successful, because everybody's fighting. Everybody's a fighter. Everybody's a killer. Everybody wants it bad. But that's simply not the case. So don't follow in the footsteps of people who don't want it. If you truly want it, be prepared to battle. And the battle is usually, almost always, with yourself. And that is a cold, hard truth. the battle is usually almost always with yourself. Not with people around you, not with the market, but with yourself and your ability to get through tough times and tough times that last long. And when I say long, you know, some of these young kids think long is a few months. Some of these young kids think long is maybe even a year or two. But that's not the case. To really, really be successful may take you years. And again, I'm not talking about making 30 or 40,000 a month. We can do that pretty darn quick. I'm talking about that level of success where you never have to work again. That level of success where you can support yourself and your kids for the rest of their life, the rest of your life. I'm talking about the level of success where you can support yourself, your kids, and their kids, where you can support three generations. That is not going to take 30, 60, or 90 days. That's not going to take 1 or 2 years. It's going to take years. And it's going to take some pain. And it's going to take some failure. Are you tough enough to do it? Only you can answer that. And even if you say yes, once you get into it, you have to remind yourself why you're doing it. Are your goals worth it? Some people are not made to be successful. Some people are made to be normal 9-to-5ers. Okay? Not everybody's meant to be successful. But if you want it bad enough, if you're crazy enough to want to have that level that only 1% of the population has, then be prepared to fight. Get rid of the toxic thoughts in your head. Embrace the failure. Fight through it. Never give up. Because you are going to have to sacrifice. You are going to have to sacrifice family time. You are going to have to sacrifice money. You are going to have to sacrifice luxuries. And if you're going to have to sacrifice, then make it worthwhile. Fight. There's no point in sacrificing and not then just giving up, which is what our client did. Why would you? I still do not know why you'd spend $20,000, then put in a whopping $512 into your ad spend and go, oh, I can't do it anymore. It's too stressful for me. Okay, maybe you shouldn't have put the $20,000 in. Listen, I'm not complaining. I'll take the $20,000. We did the work, but man, that girl could have done great. If you're in it, you're in it. I don't love the phrase, but you know, in it to win it. So if you're in it, you are in it. Fight. Fight. Don't give up. This is the support and the mentorship that we give you at 595 Mentorship. 595 Mentorship. 595 Mentor, where you can go into school and you can talk to other people in the community like you. You can talk to me. You can talk to other staff members. You can get the motivation you need, because really, that's what it comes down to. Your ability to get through those hard times, your ability to get through the fight. You got to get through the fight. Your mind's telling you to quit. Family and friends are telling you to quit. Everybody's telling you to quit. But are you going to listen? Everybody's telling you, oh, do something else. Oh, you need this. Oh, you need that. Okay, get a more stable job. Guys, we can get you to $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in a short period of time. But when you want to start doing $1 million a month, $2 million a month, it's going to take sacrifice. But it can be done. As I always say, it's never the smartest. It's never really even the hardest working. Although you do got to work hard. But that's not the people who win. It's the people of the best attitudes. And those attitudes are made up of people who will not quit. Who will not quit. Who have their eye on the ball, laser focus, and fight through everything. You know there's going to be some dark, cloudy, rainy days. And you know those rainy days never stay like that unless you let them. So that's it for today's podcast. A short 15 minutes. But I just wanted to tell you, if you want it, if you truly, honestly want it, then you have to fight. And that's the only way you're going to be successful. Now, there's different levels of success. Maybe you don't want those huge levels, and that's fine too. Maybe you're just happy with $5,000 or $10,000 a month. Guess what? That takes a whole lot less sacrifice. But the more you want is the more you're going to have to fight. Any questions, guys, post in school. I'm always there, and I'm always super happy to talk to you. Have a great day, and next week's podcast will be on something. I don't know what yet, but it'll be something. See you later.